Hello, my name is Jadra Patton. I work for an organization called Neighborhood Alliance as the Director of Marketing and Communications. Today I'm reading The Paradise. Welcome to another trip down memory lane for many of you. Come on, we're going to the paradise for a Coke. The paradise, known as the Pit to later generations, was one of the most popular eating establishments in Elyria. When it opened on Broad Street in 1914, it was a confectionery. In 1920, Harry Zahars took over the business, adding food and eventually turning the long, narrow space filled with booths and tables into a lively gathering place. Mr. Harry, with his welcoming spirit, created a beloved downtown destination, and to thousands of Elyrians, it was the place to go after school. Mr. Harry welcomed the crowds of teenagers from Elyria High and Elyria Catholic that poured in after school and athletic events. Sometimes there were as many as 600 kids jammed into the place, but Mr. Harry had his ground rules, and everyone knew them. If it was crowded, six kids had to squeeze into a booth. After 20 minutes, hurry up, finish that Coke, you had to leave to make room for others. The noise inside could be deafening, and to make himself heard, Mr. Harry rang his famous bell to center the crowd, to make an impromptu announcement, or even just give a speech. Harry's speeches range from congratulating the local athletic teams to expounding on the virtue of hard work and perseverance. Sometimes he had a few words to say about how lucky his kids were to grow up in America. Although a few may have laughed behind his back, they knew he loved them because he treated them with respect. And he demanded respect. Behavior outside of Mr. Harry's rules was not tolerated. Scuffles were banned for a day or a week or longer, depending on how far over the line their behavior went. And don't try to sneak back in. Although Harry didn't know everyone's name, he knew many more faces and could easily spot people in the pit's large wall mirrors. Harry also knew a little bit about hard work. He was born in Turkey of Greek parents and came to the United States in 1914 when he was 16. He found employment at a small restaurant in Dayton where his work hours were 7 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. He lived over the restaurant, paying $20 a month for room and board. He worked hard to learn English, studying newspapers as part of his efforts. 2 years later, he had his own business. There were many confectionaries in Elyria when he took over the paradise, but none of their names had endured like the paradise. There were certainly other places in town to get a Coke and a snack after school, but they didn't want to bother with the crowds of teenagers. Kids were banned outright or found themselves paying steep prices for Coke. What Harry charged 15 cents for, others asked 60 cents for. Today, they would call that surge pricing. Do you remember the pit? Who sat at your table? What are your memories of Mr. Harry? Or maybe you had a different favorite gathering spot after school? Although the pit is long gone, the wonderful memories remain.